Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and last week I know we had kind of a heavy week as we talked about suicide and the wonderful new book called Hope Always. And this week I want to talk to you about comfort. Do you need some comfort in your life? Man, I know so many people are just mentally and emotionally exhausted from just dealing with COVID now for over a year. And I'm so thankful for spring and to seeing all the trees and flowers starting to bloom, things becoming green again. And it's just that reminder to me of new life. And yet I know a lot of people are still just struggling with life and totally understand it. I've done 3 funerals in the past 8 days and just seen a lot of people that needed some comfort. And I just want to share with you a passage of scripture that really talks a lot about comfort today and tomorrow, and just how we can know that God's there during the painful and just challenging times of our life. And that passage, if you got your Bible, you can turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. We're going to look at verses 2 through 9. And it's Paul writing it, and he's writing this letter to the church at Corinth, and he says, "May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort." I want to stop there for a second and just let you know that, you know, I love that he talks about that God our Father will give you grace and peace. I always need grace and peace. And maybe you need an extra supply of that today. And I just want to remind you, that's where our just peace in our life comes from. And maybe you're having a hard time extending grace to yourself. I know I say it often on here, but I feel like I need to say it again. The number one thing I've learned in doing ministry both full-time and bivocationally now almost 20 years is that people are harder on themselves than God is. And I just want to encourage you today, maybe extend a little grace to yourself when you say something you shouldn't have, or you buy something you shouldn't have, or you have a thought that you shouldn't. Don't get me wrong, I'm not issuing you a get-out-of-jail-free card to just do whatever you want, okay? But I also just really believe that there's some people listening today that just need to extend some grace to themselves. And when you do that, just it'll bring you peace. Extend grace to others that, you know, they may not, quote, logically deserve it, but at the same time, the Bible on our minds tells us that forgive so that you can be forgiven. And I just want to encourage you to read this passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 2 through 9, that as it talks about the Jesus Christ giving us grace and peace and looking to him as your source, and that praising to God who is our merciful Father and the source of all our comfort. Verse 4 is, he comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. Even when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. For when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you. There twice in just 3 verses, it talks about that the same comfort that we have experienced that over a wound or pain in our lives that we can use to help comfort others in their time of need. And I also want to remind you that so many times some of the best ministry happens even when you're hurting, to reach out and try to maybe extend some comfort or encouragement to somebody else that's hurting, because 99% of the time I've found in my life that when I'm going through a painful season, and I've shared numerous painful seasons in my life, that there's somebody always going through something just a little worse. And I love that verse in Proverbs. It says, those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. And that's just a go-to verse today for somebody that when you refresh somebody else, even when you're exhausted, just to let you know that God will refresh you. And I've seen him do it over and over in my time 55 years here on this planet, and want to encourage you to maybe try to do that while you're trying to get and receive some comfort from God yourself. It says, you know, in verse 6 in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, "For when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. For when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you. Then you can patiently endure the same things that we suffered. We are confident that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in the comfort God gives us." And then he goes on to say in verse 8, "We think you ought to know, dear brothers and sisters, about the trouble we went through in the province of Asia. We were crushed and overwhelmed beyond our ability to endure, and we thought we would never live through it." I want to ask you today, maybe you feel like, do you feel crushed? Do you feel overwhelmed beyond your ability to endure? Do you actually feel like maybe Paul did, that you're not even going to live through this excruciatingly painful season of life that you're in? That's why I'm so thankful and why I really love being a follower of Jesus, because the Bible, God's life manual for us from Genesis to Revelation, just shares so many stories of other people that have gone through just really challenging seasons and painful seasons in their life. And I love the Bible. It's so transparent. Of course, if you read the book of Psalms, you'll see it over and over, of people that were just kind of hopeless, and yet as they cried out to God, they found hope, they found strength, they found encouragement. And as Paul, I had never noticed that in verse 8 in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 until I was reading that passage recently. And so you're in good company, and you can know that God and people that have followed him and his son Jesus Christ, they know what it's like to feel crushed and overwhelmed, even to the point that you only feel like you'll live through it sometimes because your heart's so heavy. So be encouraged today that God is with you and that he is going to help you, even though you may feel like right now you don't know how mentally and emotionally you're going to live through this really painful season of life you're in. But I want to tell you that if you'll stand on God's promises and not what your feelings are, even though I know right now it's hard to, maybe for some of you listening today, to believe that. I've seen him do it over and over in my life again, and he'll do the same thing for you. So thankful that the ground at the foot of the cross is level. All of us can come boldly to the throne of God and come expecting him to listen and to care and offer us comfort. And I want to encourage you and challenge you to do that today. In fact, bluntly says there in verse 9 in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul says, "In fact, we expected to die, but as a result, we stop relying on ourselves and we learn to rely only on God." Wow, I feel like I need to say that verse again. "In fact, we expected to die, but as a result, we stop relying on ourselves and learn to rely only on God." I want to ask you a question today. Can you honestly say that you really are relying on God to help you in a situation right now that you just don't see how God's going to make a way, and you're just worn out because you have done everything you can mentally, emotionally, physically, maybe financially even, and you're just like, I can't do this anymore? I got good news for you today. You're in a great place, because now that you're at the end of your abilities, God is ready to show up and do things that only he can do. And as my good friend Coach Charles Cunningham taught me one time, we were having a discussion. Charles was probably about 10 years older than me. I was 24 and he was 34. And we were having a discussion about waiting on God. And he said, "You know, Greg, God's a lot like the mailman. You don't know when he'll get there, but he always delivers." And, you know, I can chuckle about that, but I've gone to that now over 30 years. I've thought about that so many times in my own life when I'm waiting on God to answer a prayer. And I've used it to help encourage other friends. In fact, I was just having a conversation with a guy just a few days ago, and he's waiting on God to move in a just a challenging situation in his life. And I just said, man, I know and I believe with all my heart that God is going to show up in your situation. And God's a lot like the mailman. You don't know when he'll get there, but he always delivers. And so I would encourage you today, maybe it's a good thing that you're at the end of yourself, because right now you need to just rely only on God and not on other people, not on your spouse. I know we've got a lot of people that are single, either never married by choice or like me, divorced or widowed. And, you know, I mean, almost one in two people in the United States are not married by one of those three options I just shared. And so I know sometimes, man, you can feel lonely, but I want to let you know and remind you, and I have to remind myself of this quite often, that you're never alone. You always have Jesus with you. You also have God, and you have the Holy Spirit. And speaking of comfort, I want to remind you that Jesus told the disciples before he left that I am going to leave a comforter and a counselor for you to help you when I'm gone, and that is the Holy Spirit. And so you've got the Father, the Son, which is Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. So you've got three people on your team, so you're not alone. You don't have to be married. Remember, Jesus was single. And I just want to encourage you today, because I know people that are in marriages that they're really bad right now and relationally challenged, and they may not be physically alone, but they feel emotionally and mentally alone. And I pray that God will heal those wounds in your marriage, but you may need this same comfort that we're talking about, that Paul was saying that he needed and that he relied on so greatly for his comfort and his peace. So I want to remind you that you can turn to the Lord. Well, I want to share five things that I have learned through this passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 2 through 9, that we can learn about God when we go through tough times. And the very first one is simply based off verse 2. God gives us grace and peace as needed. God gives us grace and peace as needed. As I talked about at the beginning of our program, verse 2 in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, it says, Paul said, may God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. If you need some grace or peace, go straight to your Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and he will give it to you. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Chuck Swindoll, one of my favorite pastors, listened to him now for over 30 years, says, when others are expecting retaliation, offer grace instead. It'll blow their mind and it will bless your soul. Say that again. When others are expecting retaliation, offer grace instead. It'll blow their mind and it will bless your soul. And friends, so many times when you extend grace to others, it's only because of Jesus in you and when you're being obedient, and yet God always honors that. And then I close with a quote by Horatio Spafford, the writer of that beautiful, beautiful song, It Is Well With My Soul. He says, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Friends, we're out of time, but I want to encourage you to join us again tomorrow as we'll continue our conversation about the God of all comfort on Hope Is Here.
Do you have goals and ideas, but life always seems to get in the way? Do you need to hit a reset for this year? Hi, I'm Twyla Brown, and on May 22nd, I'll be in Lexington hosting a workshop called Cue the Confetti, Preparing to Celebrate Your Best Life. I'll help you define what matters most in your world so that you can create a life that points you towards your goals while protecting your priorities. In this workshop, you'll learn how to create a vision board and strategically plan your week, month, and year like a business. To find out more information, visit online at twylabrown.com. That's twylabrown.com. I can't wait to meet you.